We start every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour with industry chatter. More agencies now seeking out mobile strategies, and as more agencies make the move, they have more information and experience to build on. Joe Harris is Executive Vice President of Product and co-founder of H3 Solutions, my guest on Industry Chatter today, to talk about where agencies are on mobile, where they're going, and where they should be going. Joe, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Happy to do it. Tell me about what your company does for federal clients first.
Initially, we're a consulting agency, mainly on the Microsoft stack, and we have a product that helps mobilize the SharePoint product, which is my Microsoft product, for both commercial and federal state and local agencies. We have customers who run the gamut in terms of those, but some of our federal customers include the Center for Disease Control and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The agencies, as they come to you and ask you about mobile strategies and deployment and so on, how are the questions, what are they asking you, first of all, and how are those questions different than what maybe they were asking you a year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. 4 years ago, when we first came out with the product, we had people saying, hey, that's neat. And then we go to an industry event down in Texas in 2010, people saying that, hey, my CIO, they are demanding a mobile strategy within the next 6 months. So people are seeing that it's becoming more and more important, not only from a productivity standpoint, but to just be competitive in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. When agencies are talking to you about mobile strategies, are they talking primarily internally, that is deploying something for their workforces? Are they talking about externally in the way that they interact with citizens, or a combination of both?
You know, I would say it's probably 50-50. You have the presidential mandate of the mobility stuff that's coming down from there, and that's all more citizen-focused. Mm-hmm. It's public-facing. But a lot of our customers are looking to do things internally to help their processes become, you know, allow people to make their location irrelevant, if it were. So, you know, when they're not at their desk, they're able to continue to get things done. Maybe 8 years ago, a mobile worker was somebody who always did their job, mm-hmm. while they're, you know, in front of a, you know, on a factory floor or out doing inspections. But a mobile worker today is really just somebody who's not at their desk right now. And so, you know, allowing them to continue their business processes while not at their desk has become very important.
How much of this transition, in your view, is cultural and how much of it is technological? Because it strikes me that we have the technology down. It is getting the mobile worker to understand the possibility that he or she has as far as productivity, and then getting the leadership to understand my workforce is going to be able to accomplish as much or more than they were when they were sitting in their cubes every day.
I think it's coming down to a realization that the mobile workload is different than the non-mobile workload. So, traditionally, 4 years ago, when people said we need mobile or we want mobile, they might look at what they're doing on their desktops and say, I want everything mobile. I have to be able to do this way from my desk. But a mobile worker is really just out there. They need an address. They need a phone number. They need a single document. Or they just need to be able to approve something, mm-hmm. directly from their phone, directly from an email that they got. They don't need everything. And so I think a lot of organizations are getting kind of caught up in that I need to do everything approach.
Do we have a varying or fluid definition of mobility now? I mean, I think most people, when you talk to folks about mobile, they're thinking about smartphones and tablets, but it's not just that, I don't think.
Well, I mean, mobility can mean teleworking. Mobility can mean, you know, having a laptop and not being in the office. But I think, you know, really when you talk in the industry, you know, you talk about mobile gov and mobile in the industry, I think it really is smartphones and tablets.
Uh-huh. What's kind of the state of the art right now? What kinds of the agencies that are doing it well, what are they doing that makes them the ones that are doing it well, that puts them on the cutting edge?
Well, execution. I mean, actually getting it done. I mean, mm-hmm. so many people can have their plans, but they'll get caught up in, you know, security issues. They're not doing that right. or, you know, like I said before, trying to create the entire elephant rather than just, you know, those small mobile workloads mm-hmm. that can be executed quickly. And, you know, I think there's a lot of really interesting mobile technologies that people are using, like location aware. You know, being able to put bounds around people so that, you know, if they're out of country, they're not able to get it at resources. Mm-hmm. And if they're in country, it's using their location to know where they are and be able to access it.
You mentioned security. How is security in a mobile strategy improving, and what's getting more challenging about it?
Well, how is it improving? It's you have a lot of technology that's helping to improve it. There's a lot of companies, and it's a big kind of saturated space of companies who are trying to solve that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think culturally, IT shops or security shops are starting to accept that, okay, my intranet has to be mobile, so we're going to have to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. The are you seeing a recognition of a risk management strategy necessary, too, that it's not going to be possible to secure a mobile network 100% of the time just because of the nature of it?
Well, I think, you know, something that's really interesting that's come about from us being in this world, you know, 100% of the time is we've seen organizations say, or in their policies, that mobile devices are actually more secure because they're on you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're in your pocket. And they have the same, you know, restrictions with passwords and PIN codes that your laptop might. But because they're always on your person or in, you know, close to you, they're more secure, mm-hmm. which I think is very interesting.
That is interesting, because the number one apprehension that I heard among chief information officers as the mobile wave kind of swept in was, how am I ever going to keep all this stuff safe? How am I ever? And I was struck also by the fact that it didn't take very long to go from how do I keep the devices safe to I don't care about the devices, how do I keep my stuff that's on those devices safe? And that still seems to be – that apprehension I think has not really gone away, has it?
No, it hasn't. But it's – you know, if you look at how desktops or laptops, you know, traditional PCs are securing those things, it's actually very easy – it's against policy, but it's easy to throw a document up on Dropbox
mm-hmm.
or to email it out to somebody.
Yeah.
But with these mobile device and the new kind of secure container applications and services that they're using for these kind of BYOD programs, those make it much harder to do that with content that is coming into those secure containers.
You get the prize on the old game show where when you said the magic word and the bird came down, BYOD was the word today that would have generated that bird. And so by saying that, that's where I want to go next. What kind of monkey wrench is that throwing into the plans of agencies that want to deploy a mobile strategy but aren't quite sure which direction to go in yet?
I think probably the biggest monkey wrench is people, the users' mm-hmm. apprehension to accept BYOD, because I personally think BYOD is much more advantageous to the organization than it is to the user. Not to say that it's bad for the user, but again, you know, go back 4 years when people started talking about BYOD, they were talking about it like it was for the user. Hey, you don't have to carry two phones. You don't have to do that anymore. We're going to allow you to use your own.
Mm-hmm.
But then people started thinking, you know, if I use my own, then, you know, when I'm at the movies, people are going to be able to send me emails
right.
from work. You know, I want to be able to take that BlackBerry and put it up on the dresser, you know, after work.
Or throw it in the river.
Right.
Or whatever sure. the case may be. The BYOD strategies, one of the things that agencies talked about at the beginning of this was, wow, this is going to save us a lot of money. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore, at least as far as what agencies talk about. Is that still perceived to be a place to save a lot of money, or are we learning more about how BYOD strategies actually deploy, and maybe that's not as much of a selling point as it used to be?
I think it's really going to come down to the investments that you make to secure the service. So what BYOD is about is it's about taking the old concept of securing the device and instead securing the service,
mm-hmm.
securing that container, that you know, that pipe that comes from the user's device and internally. And those technologies right now are pretty expensive. But, you know, you're allowing users to use their own phones. They become more accessible mm-hmm. to you and your organization and your business processes. And so I believe it's more worth it than securing devices.
Is that cost curve on a downward trajectory where as it improve, kind of a Moore's Law kind of thing, where as it gets better, it also gets cheaper because it gets more common?
I think also as more players enter the space that do that, that's gonna start bringing the price down and evening it out a little bit.
Joe Harris is my guest. He's Executive Vice President of Product and co-founder at H3 Solutions, and we'll continue our conversation in a minute on Industry Chatter on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. Joe Harris is my guest on Industry Chatter today. He's Executive Vice President of Product and co-founder of H3 Solutions. We've talked a lot about mobility in the first part of our conversation and even during the break. And one of the things we got into during the break that I think is really something that agencies are struggling with is figuring out the equation, the app versus web equation, and the ability of getting information to citizens in mobile platforms in ways that they want to be able to consume them. It strikes me that we're in a world right now, at least, where it's pretty much in the mobile world. It's iOS and it's Android and it's Windows Mobile to a lesser extent. Everybody else is kind of around the fringes.
That's very kind to Microsoft to mention them.
Yes. No. Well, and I only mention them because they're Microsoft.
Sure.
And because if anybody has the ability to generate market power, they do, although they just haven't quite done it yet in the mobile space. I mean, I recognize that they're down here and the other two are way up
right here.
But I mean, even in a space where, what, 2 or 3 years ago, BlackBerry was still a big player in this space.
Yep.
And to the extent that people just care about email, they still are in the federal government. But beyond that, I mean, how often do you see people using BlackBerries as smartphones in government now?
Well, in government, it's just their email.
Right.
It's their business phone.
Yeah. So,
right.
So it's not even really, I don't think can put them beyond email in the productivity platform category anymore. Is that
right,
fair to say?
Right. When you're out with your friends and you ask, you know, who is that actor? They're not looking up IMDb on the BlackBerry.
That's exactly right. Okay. So you're on the same track as I am then. In that environment though, what are you seeing agencies trying to figure out how they want to reach people in these two, or we'll call Microsoft a half a platform at this point in time, reaching people in these environments? I mean, are people still stuck in kind of the app mentality, or are people looking at ways to deploy the web to be able to reach people?
Well, the app culture, and I'll call it that, it's, there's an app for that culture is out there, and people will always go to their respective app store, either the iOS app store or the Android app store or the Windows Marketplace, and they will search for whatever service it is that they just got.
Mm-hmm.
So if their organization implements some new collaboration platform, they're going to go on their phone to see, is there an app for this platform? And that's just a cultural thing, and organizations need to be cognizant of that because that's a great marketing tool to get people to be using it for mobile. However, I don't, back in the early 90s and to some extent into the mid 90s, on desktops, you had a whole bunch of apps. And then kind of the web came out, and wasn't it Bill Gates that actually kind of laughed and said, hey, the internet's never going to take off? And, and so everything started to move to the web.
Mm-hmm.
And great examples of this are Salesforce bringing CRM to be 100% web-based.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as recent as, now you have QuickBooks, which is online. And so you don't have to have any app installed on your desktop to get at QuickBooks. And so I think mobile is going to kind of follow that trend. I think we're going to start seeing some of these lighter weight applications. I don't think you're ever going to see games on the web for mobile.
Mm-hmm.
You might see some lightweight ones, but apps are going to be great for that. So you're going to see kind of the same trend as you saw on PCs and full-sized computers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see that on the mobile devices as well. The web is a fantastic, fantastic information dissemination platform. And will continue to be that way for mobile.
What implication does that have on the way that I should be thinking about a mobile strategy for my agency for the next 1 to 5 years?
You know, it really kind of depends on, number one, how many different devices do you need to support? Mm-hmm. So from a budgetary standpoint, the web is always going to be the cheaper or less expensive route to go. Number two, what is it that you need? Again, if you allow IT to make these decisions, you're going to run into issues. You need to look at the business requirements. What is it that you need to mobile enable? Mm-hmm. Is it you need, you know, to enable things like my company intranet with news and articles and things to allow people to get access to that on their phone? The web is a perfect way to do that. But do you need them to be able to maybe submit expense reports while they're out on the road? There are apps out for that. I mean, Concur is a great example of that. It's a platform that has an app for your phone. It's very vertical in functionality, and it does exactly what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So, it really comes down to the business requirements, and as a government executive who's trying to make that decision, you have to look at those requirements and not allow culture or IT to make those decisions for you.
Is it your sense that that's the way that is happening in government now, or is there still a struggle with that, do you think?
Right now, and it's not just government, it's large enterprise too, it's a technology-first approach.
Mm-hmm.
They always buy into something.
Because it's cool or new?
And then you know, kind of fit their solution into what technology it is that they bought.
How do you get somebody out of that? Or is that just something somebody has to get out of the habit of themselves?
You know, we hope that they learn by their mistakes,
uh-huh,
and they don't do that again. You know, hopefully, and a good example is at the SEC where we're at. We started there with SharePoint. You familiar with SharePoint? Very, very small, almost like a skunkworks project with it. And, you know, now it's an enterprise platform in there. So, you know, we educated them on what it could do and, you know, how it would be useful to fulfill their business requirements, and it grew that way. So there's no real right answer for how to get people out of that, or you always want to try and go business requirements first. But if you've already bought the technology and have to do it that way, make sure you understand that technology and try to use it to its best use.
We just have a couple of minutes left. What else should agencies be thinking about when they're trying to build that business case and understand what they're doing so they don't get into the technology first hole that you're talking about?
Security implications, policy. Make sure you look at, you know, what mobile users should be doing, what types of workloads they need to be doing. So when you get into the architecture phase and are looking at security solutions, you're, you know, looking at the right ones that are going to solve your problem.
Mm-hmm. Is this an opportunity, do you think, because agencies are starting this not just strategically, but infrastructure-wise, in many cases, it's new to them. Does that make this an opportunity, or does that make it more difficult, do you think? Or maybe a combination of both?
I think it's an opportunity, absolutely. You have people who have been using smartphones for 5 years, and with the rate of technology, that might seem like not a very long time in the whole scheme of things, but with technology, I mean, they're kind of ingrained in their culture, and they might already have an app-first approach, and so it really doesn't matter.
Is it possible then that some folks come into this kind of behind the curve because they have a workforce that's used to working in a certain way, either at home or kind of on an ad hoc basis? They've started to do it on their own while there's not a coherent strategy, and so you might have people go in a whole bunch of different directions. Is that something that you're finding as you talk to people?
Well, yeah. I mean, email. They'll always just work through email, and that's kind of your, you know,
yeah,
hey, if we can't build a solution for this, we'll just email each other.
Right.
And so that's kind of how that works.
Where do you expect to see your company, and where do you expect to see the government in like a 2 to 3 year horizon when it comes to mobile?
The cloud. It's going to be about, you know, internal government clouds. It's going to be about public clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And mobility is just going to be connecting to services. It's going to be very service-oriented. And I think BYOD is going to – it's going to be adopted more widely over the next 3 years.
And will it be an overall plus, minus, or neutral for the way the agencies function, the way they are able to meet mission, do you think?
I think it'll be a plus.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it will give people the services in a manner that's not forceful. It's going to give them, you know, those things on their mobile devices without, you know, forcing them to carry around other devices. And that kind of contradicts my original statement. But, you know, putting the things that they need to do when they're not at their desk in the palm of their hand.
You said that at the beginning of our conversation that when you talk to agencies, they're focused about 50% on internal mobile strategy and about 50% on external mobile strategy. Is that something that you expect to see continue, or do you think that might shift? I mean, in my mind, as I think of it, I could see where agencies feel like, well, we think we have the internal part of it pretty well cracked, but we still have to focus on how we serve clients, customers, citizens, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, nobody's coming to us wanting to do both at the same time. Mm. It's usually one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so it's with it being 50-50, I think it's just going to be kind of even, and yeah, they're going to move kind of at the same pace.
It's great to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in and talking to me today, Joe. Joe Harris is Executive Vice President of Product and co-founder of H3 Solutions, my guest on Industry Chatter, and you can hear our conversation archived later today at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.